Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, taking a look at the grain markets. Fairly mixed still as we work towards the midday. Wheat has pushed a little higher with quarter beans right around that unchanged mark. I know we have more Evergrande worries in China. We have good harvest weather ahead. What are some of the storylines you're watching in this grain market as we head to the weekend?
Well, Evergrande certainly is taking the headlines today. We also have reports circulating that government agencies have been told to prepare for a possible shutdown at the end of next week, which always tends to rattle the outside markets a little bit as well. But we also look at the way the commodities are performing, generally starting out weaker, but now firming as we go through the day. Corn and soybeans facing some weakness from the standpoint this is expected to be an active harvest weekend. On the other hand, we're seeing the wheat market kind of firm higher on the possibility we could see a smaller spring wheat crop come out of next week's small grain summer report that comes out on Thursday. So it's getting a little bit of a buy going into the weekend. Cattle and hog markets are positioning for the cattle on feed report and the quarterly hogs and pigs reports, both of them which are scheduled to be released at 2 p.m. This afternoon. So a lot of different factors at play here leading to kind of the markets drifting in and relatively tight trading ranges going into the weekend.
Do you have any anticipation on the cattle on feed and quarterly hogs and pigs report that we could see a number, you know, maybe come in lower than the average guess? To me, from what I've kind of heard and gathered, it would almost take a lower number to maybe give us some bullish momentum in either of those markets.
Yeah, the toughest part is going to be the cattle market because that's a case where we have such a disconnect between the demand for product and what's actually happening with the cattle. We probably get a bigger push if we see a much smaller number that would suggest that maybe feeders are finally going to get a little bit of leverage. If it's a bigger number, yes, that would seem to be weak, but we're already seeing prices trading well below what the fundamentals would seem to suggest based on the product. So probably the bigger fear among the packers and probably the bigger hope among feeders is that we get a significantly lower number.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone X coming up this afternoon. We will take a look at all today's trade. We'll get a look, hopefully, at the cattle on feed and quarterly hogs and pigs report with Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, coming up this afternoon on the full episode of Market Talk. Find us online, markettalkag.com. This has been the Midday Commentary for Friday, September 24th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.